Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside, and today I'm talking with Derek Solomon, who's the singer, guitarist, songwriter and leader of the Solomon Cole Band. They are performing in an event called One Night at the Fillmore East in June 2021 at the Sky City Theatre in Auckland. I spoke to Derek about the gig and also about the band. Just a little note about this interview, Derek was on a ferry when this was recorded, so there is a little bit of noise in the background. Derek Solomon, nice to talk to you. I believe you're on a ferry.
I'm on the way back to Waiheke, Andrew.
Yeah, because you've made a big splash on the island, haven't you, you and the band?
That's right, yes. Yeah, we debuted at the Waiheke Jazz Fest and did two sold-out nights there. And so that's led us on now to Sky City Theatre this Friday.
That's a pretty rapid kind of climb then. How long have you all known each other as band members?
On the island around about 8 years, I think it is. Some of us go back a little bit further with various incarnations of bands and all that sort of stuff and touring that we've done. So, yeah, Waiheke's got a general kind of melting pot of musicians here that kind of mix with each other over the years. So the
event this weekend is One Night at the Fillmore East, which is it's a tribute to the Fillmore East venue, which is in was in Manhattan. So why this event? What, tell me a little bit about it.
Initially, for the Jazz Fest last year before COVID hit, we all got together to play something that we really enjoyed as musicians, which was The Last Waltz. That's what it originally was, and COVID hit and that got cancelled, and we came back in 2021. And Aaron Carpenter, who is in the show, brought up this idea of the film, or basically because it widens the catalogue, you get access to far more artists to be able to perform, it's great music to perform, and you know, it's a wider demographic of audience that'll be into that kind of thing as well, and you can have a lot of fun with the amount of catalogue that we're covering in the show, and it also gave us creative license to expand on some of the original stuff as well.
So in a way, you're going to be doing some covers on the night. Are you going to be doing, because you write your own music as well, are you going to be performing some of that as well?
Yeah, it's not so much a tribute show. It's more a homage or a salutation to that catalogue. I mean, the tribute show has, the differentiation is a tribute show where someone dressed up as that particular character, which is not really what we do. We all gather to play the catalogue, but there's no one on stage dressed in a wig.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, that's it. I mean, we sonically represent that catalogue, but we also take it into some slightly different arrangements. We add things to that material that people would have never heard before, so you've got all the volume and sonic fury of Jimi Hendrix on Stone Free, but the ladies are adding three-part harmonies and all that sort of thing that you would never have heard anywhere before. So we alter the arrangements and we alter some of the original stuff whilst keeping the core quality of what that track means to people.
So with your own music, when you're writing your own music, what kind of creative process do you go through?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I generally write the bones as a songwriter, and I flesh it out with Lee, who's my co-write partner with that, and then we kind of flesh it out in the room with LJ, because we're the core band of the Fillmore East, and we've got Connie Joe Davies as well. So I mean, I'm the primary songwriter, and I take it to everyone else and allow everyone to sort of, in the classic gumbo sort of thing, everyone can add their little part until it becomes something good.
Is another album in the works? Are you planning something?
Yeah, we're doing, it's called, the sophomore album's called A Little South of Heaven, and we've done two tracks on it. There's another one coming out called Diamond in Your Eye, and we're in the middle of finishing that. COVID's kind of put kibosh on some things, and we get waylaid with stuff like the Fillmore, and Lee has an electronic project that he does with New Trick, and everyone's busy doing their own thing, so we try to finish the mixing as quick as we can. But essentially, it's called A Little South of Heaven, which is the follow-up to Bruises from 2016.
That was Derek Solomon from the Solomon Cole Group. Now, please visit my website, andrewwhiteside.com, for more interviews and a lot of other great content. And while you're there, sign up for my regular newsletters, which are chock full of goodness. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.